Thoughts on 1 Peter, 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 10 to 12. Even angels. Now this is the last look for this time at this passage. What an important passage. The prophets, knowing that they were speaking of things that did not really concern them, it wouldn't occur in their time, nevertheless, prophesied the glorious new covenant to come, the grace, the salvation, the coming of the Messiah, and so on, the sufferings of the Messiah, and all the glories of the new covenant. They were curious about it. They looked into it, and they preached it, even though they were not participating in it in the full sense. But now, to close this passage, we have this phrase, this little sentence. Even angels long to look into these things. Now, I believe the word even there is added by this version. I'm not sure that other versions go anywhere near this, but I think it is the point, because angels, even angels long to look into these things. And the word look is a very strong word. It's not just a glance or a skimming of something. They have to bend down. They have to stoop. They have to turn sideways, as it were. They have to peer into it. And that's what they do. They're so interested in it. Now, if I made the point in the previous discourse that the prophets who would not actually live in these new covenant days, if they were so interested, how much more staggering is the point that angels, who will never have a taste of salvation, they know nothing of the blood of Christ to wash them. They are spectators only of these things. The prophets, after all, could anticipate by faith. They look forward to the coming of the Messiah. As we, brothers and sisters, look back, they look forward. The gospel was preached to them, Galatians 3, verse 8, in advance. In those old covenant days, God was addressing the people in the gospel in shadowy form, yes, but it was there, and in prophets. But the angels have no concern in it, except they are concerned, and they are interested. Well, I find this a challenge to me as a believer. Am I curious about the gospel? Am I interested? And what a word for the unbeliever. Now, brother and sister, we benefit by the gospel. Surely we should be interested. But unbeliever, can't you see, if the angels are interested, who can never know saving mercy, but you can know saving mercy, the door is open to you. This gospel is not being preached as some academic interest or some chess game to move pieces about upon a board. This is for you, if you will believe. Angels, even angels long to look into these things. The what things? Christ, the sufferings of Christ, the glories of the gospel, the salvation, the grace that God brings through Christ to save sinners. Oh, taste and see how gracious the Lord is. Bend and look, stoop and hear, listen. Open the heart and believe, receive Christ, welcome him. Turn to the Lord and be saved. Shall angels outdo you, my friend? Shall angels who can never be saved, shall they condemn you in the day of judgment? At least they were interested. They were curious. They looked. They wondered. They talked about it. And you hear the gospel, and it's like water off a duck's back. It means nothing to you. Shame on you, my friend. Oh, have sense. May God awaken you to call upon the name of the Lord before it is too late. Even angels are interested. Oh, that many might be aroused to seek the Lord now while he may be found, and to call upon him while he is near, even now, by this short discourse. Amen.